Hey everybody, it's Michelle Fisher and welcome into A View From My Window. As always, I thank you for joining us today. Today we're talking about the Indiana Department of Education and they're wanting to hear from you about your experience with special education services during the current 2012-2013 school year. I have John Hill, education consultant here to tell us about this survey. Hi, John.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm doing just fine. I hope you're doing great.
I'm doing great. Thank you so much. We talked about this last year, and it is a 31-question survey designed to measure parent satisfaction with their experience with special education. Talk about the survey and what's going to happen.
This is a survey that we've actually been doing, I think, for the past 8 years. 3 years ago, we expanded to actually sending every single family that has a child in special education this survey. Previously, we just took a sample group from the 180,000 plus kids that were in special ed and just sent about a 3% sample out and got the returns because the return rate wasn't very good. And because we sent out so few, the information we got back we didn't feel was very reliable. So starting about 3 years ago, we decided we would do a 100% sample and actually send it to every parent that has a child in special education. And if you happen to have two kids in special education, you get two surveys because chances are they might be in two different schools or at least two different classrooms.
Right.
And one, your experience from one classroom to next, even in the same school building, may not be the same.
Right.
And we're very aware of that.
Right. You know, you're going to send out paper surveys, and then you also have a survey online.
Yes.
Talk about how parents can fill out these surveys and then the responses that you want to get back or expected to.
Okay. The surveys are being shipped to the schools, and the local school corporations from around the state will be disseminating those surveys to the families. Then what we'll also do is that the survey is also available online.
Yes.
Each family will get a copy of the paper survey plus a cover letter with the survey explaining about the survey and also notifying them that it is available online and give them a web address and where they can go if they have access to the internet and the computer. Actually, we would prefer that it could be completed online, and we think it would also be much more user-friendly for the families to do it that way. It will be available online starting, as a matter of fact, the online version became available April the 1st, and will be up and running until May the 31st. Again, these experiences, we're asking the survey to be completed based upon their experiences in this current school year that we're currently in.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the purpose of the survey, why you send these to the families.
Yeah. The purpose of the survey is to find out from the family's perspective on how much the school is involving them in their child's educational process.
Which is good.
Which we hope is a lot. Are the families getting notifications about case conferences?
Right.
Are they able to show up to case conferences? Are they and the school able to come up with agreeable times of when they could meet so that it so that the families are able to get there when they're scheduled and as a fit the family schedule as much as possible.
Right.
We realize in some cases that may not be too feasible, but schools need to be making an effort. Also, whether families are participating not only in their case conference, but just in their child's educational process, are they involved in it? Are the schools listening to any concerns that they may have? Any good things they may have to say.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a two-way thing. Not only are the families providing information about things they might think to be working not so well, then we'd also then have the opportunity to talk about those things that they think are positive experiences, which we want to hear about as well.
Well, John, thank you so much for letting us know about this survey again, and we appreciate your time.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And for more information on the survey and the link to complete the survey, go to our website, www.arcind.org, under the News and Events tab on the website to find more information there. Thank you so much for listening today, everybody. Bye-bye.